All right, everybody. I'm Jeff Macalino here with FL Teams, and I am very thrilled to be coming with you with the head football coach of the University of South Florida, Alex Golesh. Coach, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Enjoying life in Florida. Have you acclimated? I know you did spend a season coaching at that school in Orlando, but how are you acclimating coming back to Florida?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I haven't haven't been out and about. That's a common question, man. How do you like Tampa? Well, I love being in Florida. I love Tampa. I love what this community is. I haven't explored a whole lot other than official visits, but we will here at some point after we feel like we're in a spot where we can go explore.
Yeah, I like the work ethic as a USF alum. I guess I'll kind of kick things off here with a question. I'll kind of personalize it as someone who went to USF. Back in 2007, I remember sitting in the front row of the student section when USF went into a game ranked number 5 in the country, spanked UCF silly. The next day, USF was ranked number 2 in the country. So I was lucky, the time I went to USF was kind of the heyday, and we've had some good days with Quentin Flowers at quarterback, but it's been kind of a rough little stretch here for USF. So what, you're coming into a situation where there has been some recent success, some significant recent success, but not in the last handful of years or so. What's your message, I guess, for the older Bulls fans and alumni like myself about what your vision for the program is?
Yeah, I think the unique thing here is, like you said, it's in some ways been done before, in terms of winning some big games. How many different coffee cups you got, bro?
I got my water here and
Uh-huh.
my coffee in here. So yeah, I'm rolling with two.
Man, impressive. But it's been done here to a point, in terms of we've won some marquee games. We've been right at the doorstep of winning championships, but it also hasn't been done here, in terms of winning a championship and having a chance to go and compete for a national championship. Those things have not been done yet. And so I think that's the exciting part, is we get to embrace some of the positives, but also understand that we're getting to build a brand here. And the brand is whatever the vision of us as a staff, as a team, as a program, as an alumni base, as a donor base, get to make it. And so I think that's what's exciting about it, is there's certainly expectations, in terms of what's expected of this place, but nobody's expectations are higher than our staff and what we're recruiting to. We're recruiting to a standard of competing for championships and eventually winning a national championship. But it takes a monumental effort, and that's why I'm here. That's why I decided to take this job, is because of the opportunity to go paint it however we want to paint it. And that's one of a blue collar approach and a work ethic that's unmatched by the entirety of our staff. And at the end of the day, we got to recruit at a high clip. We got to put a brand out there on that football field that you get to be proud of. And so, I'm excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I'm excited that you are here as well. A couple things with that new identity and building. There's been a lot of talk about on-campus stadium. There's obviously been a lot of work in the practice facility and stuff like that as well. How important is that for the program, potentially looking not only at recruiting but conference realignment, that stuff, and just the program in general? How much do you value that?
The stadium itself, Jeff. Yeah, I think monumental, in every imaginable way. There's a lot of reasons why you want that stadium here on campus, but the main one being because that's what college football is. You know, if you're a college football purist and enjoy the pageantry that goes with it, part of having a stadium on campus is the student body waking up on a Saturday morning and doing whatever a student body would do. I imagine you would have probably partaken in some activities before the game and to get yourself ready mentally and emotionally, and you walk to the game and you have a blast. That's what college football is. It's an alumni base coming back to campus on 6 or 7 Saturdays and getting with their friends and buddies and other alums and you know, the tailgating and the pageantry that comes with that is monumental. You know, as I've been here for 5 months and 8 days now, it's what you keep hearing over and over again is the support is real. There's a lot of support for football here and certainly for athletics in this Bay Area. Like, how cool of a sports town is this, man? Like, it's incredible. So, but you keep hearing the same thing. There's people that live in South Tampa. You're in St. Pete, right?
Yes.
People in St. Pete that haven't been back to campus in 10 years, just haven't had a reason to. They have season tickets. They go to every game, but haven't been on campus for whatever reason. Well, take a golf cart ride around this campus. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. You know, like what's been done, what they've built. There's a reason why there's whatever 52,000 students here, and this is a top 45 public school in the country now. Like, holy smokes, you got that. That's what's been built right here in Tampa. So, but you got to get these people back on campus. That's the vibe that you're trying to create and the game day atmosphere that you're trying to create to ultimately, one, pay back to the people that come to these games, but two, to create an atmosphere that you can recruit to. And so, there's no more hoping. There's no more. There's no more envisioning. It's the stadium's coming. There's no more hoping in terms of winning games. We're going to win football games here, and we're going to do it as fast as we can. So, I think it all goes hand in hand. You got to have the stadium to be able to take the next step as a program. We're 26 years into the program. That's naturally the next step. And I think it could be monumental in every way. And I don't know that the stadium is more important than our NIL initiative or more important than recruiting or more important than anything else. I think they're all equally as important. It all goes to building a championship caliber program. And you've got everything right here to go win a national title. And whether we talk about it or we actually go do it is up to us, you know, in every way.
Yeah, and you have a history of going in and really rejuvenating offenses. I mean, it's clear as day what you've done at Tennessee, but also what you've done before that. So there's a lot of hope. Now, a lot of the skill position players that the fans may have been used to from the past couple of years have moved out, but there's also seemingly a overload of star power at the quarterback position. I mean, Bohannon, Brown, Archie, Izzy Carter, what's your vision with the quarterback? Is it just going to be blue collar? We're going to all compete. Or what's your plan there at this point?
Yeah, I think not to give you a token answer, but a little bit of the token answer is we're going to compete at every spot, but genuinely we're going to compete at every spot. Quarterback is one that I think. It's funny here, just like everywhere else, but you guys talk about years of success, right? And you throw out with those years of success, it's like, well, there's Matt Grothy, and then there was, you know, Quentin Flowers, and then there was BJ Daniels, and like you're combining really good teams with a really good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty easy to understand that. It starts with that spot, certainly offensively. You know, I'm really excited about Gary. You know, we haven't seen him full go yet. He's coming off the shoulder, the labrum in the fall. He's throwing the football now, which has been incredible to be able to see him get back into that. But that kid also, he legitimately took more reps than anybody else in the spring, because he took every single 1, 2, and 3 rep from behind the whoever the quarterback that was in there, mm-hmm. and literally took from the footwork to the drop to all of it behind us. So mentally, he's been incredible. Physically, he's really come along. Now it's just a matter of him getting back into what it is to be in, you know, under behind the center, and I almost said under center there for a sec, Jeff. I don't know where I'm going with that, but it's really cool to actually see him. Like, he comes up here every morning and is just lit up because he's excited to be throwing again. So, you know, his rehab has gone really well, and that's really a credit to him because of how hard he's worked at it. You know, and then Byron Brown, a young man that played in 2 games and really did a solid job offensively in 2 losses at the end of the year. And you know, like, his body of work was really interesting going in. I think he took a huge step this spring in every aspect, certainly as a leader, but I really think that Byram is one of the better athletes on this team, just in general, which I didn't know that. You know, you watch his high school film, you watch the last 2 games last year. He did a good job with a lot of different things, but I didn't know he was the athlete that he was. And we went through winter workouts, and I kept saying that in our staff meeting, waiting for somebody to say, man, like, you're crazy. And everybody's like, yeah, he really is, really a phenomenal athlete. And he had a really good spring. He got better every day. Took a little step back in our first scrimmage, and then took a monumental step in his second scrimmage. And then I thought he had a good spring game and really commanded the offense really well. Then we brought Bryce Archie here, and Bryce is a young man that I had actually recruited at, like you said, down the road. And he was our top target there. We left, he goes to Coastal Carolina, and I was so excited to get him here because he ran a version of our offense in high school. He understands it. He sees the game in a really cool way, you know, high end baseball player too. He's a phenomenal athlete himself. And for him, it was just getting settled into being new, his new teammates, life in Tampa, all of it. And so it took him a second to adjust, but I thought as the spring went, he kept taking steps forward, and I also think ended up having a really good spring. And then, like you said, you got Izzy Carter coming in, who, man, I've been watching Izzy and I've been recruiting Izzy for a really, really long time. So it was cool to get that flip at the end there, because he had been committed to a school out west for a long time. And, you know, I think it just kind of worked out how they had a coaching change. He wanted to be in this offense. I think after a lot of work with Joel Gordon and all of us, I think it just made sense for him. He wanted to be here, wanted to be in this offense, wanted to play for us, and we wanted him here. He's a phenomenal talent, a special young man. Like, so excited about Izzy. And, you know, we got Ryan Bulldog here, who was a walk-on, who did a really good job this spring two, grasping it, really smart kid, has a really good arm. I really like that room. And more than even the football, I like hanging out in that room. Like, those are a bunch of cool dudes. Like, all those guys I would actually hang out with in college. That's how I equate if it's a cool room or not. is, man, would I like to hang out with these guys? And I do. Like, I love going in there. They love to learn. They're here all day. Like they are what you think quarterbacks should be. They literally are here all day. And it's like a competition for who could spend more time watching film and preparing. And so I love that group, and I'm excited about it. And I think it starts there. And you guys saw last year, sometimes you got to play 3 or 4 of them. Gosh, I really hope we're not sitting in that situation, but I'm excited for the competition. And to be honest with you, Jeff, I think what's really cool is they're excited for the competition.
Yeah, well, that's I love that. I love that room, obviously not knowing them personally, but yeah, it's a lot of talent. And what, you know, for people who didn't, I guess, somehow hadn't watched Tennessee over the past, you know, to see your offense, what would you tell the fans? What's the obviously you kind of hinted there's no under center. but what is the most fun part of the offense that the fans should expect? And kind of a flip question too is, how do you pitch this to recruits too, as far as, you know, is it production? Is it just a tempo? What's your biggest kind of driver there with offense?
Yeah. So we actually have gotten under center, by the way. We did get under center last year, which I think is just kind of part of our growth as an offense. We felt like that would help us in some ways, and it did certainly a year ago. But yeah, the offense is certainly fun, and it's adjusted every year as we've certainly gone from one place to another, but as we've been dealt certain hands from a personnel standpoint, just like any other offense, you adjust to your personnel, and the entire goal is to get the ball to your playmakers and create one-on-one matchups, both in the run game and certainly the pass game. So it's not super hard to sell in terms of, there's evidence at really three different places in a similar system, obviously, like I said, grown in every way, but in terms of draft picks at all sorts of spots, certainly last year has helped the cause with getting two wideouts drafted and a quarterback drafted and an offensive lineman in the first round. And you kind of killed all the birds with one stone in a year. But the year before, you know, with Bayless, who was our slot before Jalin Hyatt, getting drafted in early there and going back to the place down the road, you know, my 1 year at the place down the street, we had two receivers drafted, you know. So like there's evidence that it's productive. There's evidence that you get to play really fast in a bunch of space, and it's certainly fun. It's a fun style of offense for the kids. And so I don't know that it sells itself. I don't think anything sells itself anymore, but it's certainly easy to sell to young guys. And especially as like you said, the success at Tennessee really put it on a national stage, but we've had so many high school coaches come through here, and certainly the previous place I was at, that now they're starting to sell it to, because the kids are playing in it. You know, Izzy Carter is a good example. Bryce Archie is a good example. They played in a similar style of offense. To now, when you start talking transfer portal and guys having opportunities to take a second look, and as they know what's actually important to them now, they're able to pick it now a little bit easier, you know?
Yeah. Well, Coach, I am extremely grateful. We are all at FL Teams extremely grateful for your time. I know you've got a lot of stuff. That blue collar program isn't going to build itself by you sitting on Zoom messages meetings. But Coach, I'm honored to speak with you. I am super excited to see the Bulls play in 2023 and beyond. So thank you again so much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man. Love all the Bull stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the Rays pennant, but they are hot right now. There's a lot of people on the bandwagon. So I've seen a lot of Rays hats around this office, which none of these guys have been to a game. So we'll really, really fascinating. But they got the series last week, and luckily there's another one. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll see. 4-game series coming up. But hey, go Bulls. And I will. Again, thanks so much for joining us here at FL Teams.
I appreciate it. Go Bulls, man. We'll see you guys.